This meeting is being recorded.
So, Lord, again, we just come before you and we come with thankfulness.
主啊, 我们今天来到您的面前, 我们是带着感恩的心情来到您这里。
You are a good God to us.
您是一个非常好的神, 对我们。
Is it okay? It's all done? Okay.
And most of us would have had a good lunch, and we thank you for that too.
我们, 每个人都有吃了很好的午餐, 我们也为此献上感恩。
But your promise is that you will be with us as we study your word, and that's what we're going to do now.
您对我们的应许是当我们学习您的话的时候您应许和我们在一起这就是我们现在想要祈求的。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that you will suit a message for each one of us from this passage we're studying.
主啊,我们现在祷告就是说,您会让我们现在学习的这一篇圣经的每一个人来说,您让他去核实他们。
You know our need. We pray that you will cause these verses we consider to speak directly to us in that need and cause us to walk with you.
因为您知道我们的需求,我们在祈求呢,您在我们学习这些的经文中呢,您用这些经文里头的话来满足我们的需求,让我们可以与您同行。We
give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, well, very good. We've been studying on Tuesday afternoons in the book of 1 John, right at the very end of your Bible, 1 John chapter 5.
这星期来呢,我们一直是在星期二的下午一直在学习约翰一书的第五章,是在你们圣经的后半,最快到后面那一部分。
And we remind you that it's not the Gospel of John, it's the Epistle of John, not in, well, it's at the very end of your Bible.
那这个呢,我就提醒一些大家,这个不是约翰福音,而是那个约翰的书信,就是说是在圣经的快最后那一部分。
And we're going to start reading... towards the middle of the chapter, we're going to read in verse 6, and we're going to read some verses just a little difficult for us to explain and understand, and the Lord will help us get some out of it. So,
因为呢,我们从第六节开始读,第六节呢,我们现在要读的一些经文呢,是对我们呢,是比较难理解,也比较难解释的,我们就祈求主来帮助我们,来帮助我们的理解,帮助我们的解释。
1 John chapter 5 and verse 6 reads, "This is the one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came by water and blood. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood, and it is the Spirit who testifies because the Spirit is the truth."
这里呢,约翰福音第五,约翰一书第五章第六节讲的是, 这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督,不单借着水, 而借着水与血, 并且有圣灵做见证,
Now, John had an advantage that you and I do not have.
约翰呢,他有一个优势是你我都没有的。
John knew the Lord Jesus Christ personally and physically.
约翰呢,使徒约翰呢,他 不仅是说,知道主耶稣基督,他个人的认识他,也和他面对面的认识他。
He heard his voice, he saw his face, he worked with him, and he walked with him, and he ate with him. He had this close physical contact with him.
那个斯维安呢，他听到主耶稣基督的声音，见到主耶稣基督的面，他和他一起行走，他和他一起工作，他和他一起吃东西，所以他也非常近的这样的身体的接触和主耶稣基督。
We didn't have that, and so sometimes people say to you, well, what witness do you have that the Lord Jesus Christ really is the Son of God? Some people say, well, somebody just wrote the story about him, but he didn't even exist.
所以呢，有些人说呢，有就是有人写了一个关于主耶稣基督的故事，但主耶稣基督根本就不存在。
Other people say, well, he existed, but he certainly wasn't what the Bible says he was. He was just a very good man.
有些人说呢，他是存在的，但是他并不是像圣经上那么写的，他只是一个很好的一个人。
So, verse number 6 says, he did not come by water only, but by water and blood. It's the Spirit who testifies.
第六节说呢，主耶稣基督不单是借着水，而是借着水与血，并且有圣灵做见证。
And it's very difficult for us to know precisely what John is referring to here. Some people believe that he is referring to the references that God himself gave regarding the Lord Jesus.
对我们来说呢，这里呢，就是借着水与血，对我们来说是非常难以理解它指的是什么。 而有些人说呢，这血与水呢，在这里所指的就是神自己亲自给主耶稣基督做见证。And
you'll remember that at the water baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was baptized, God opened heaven, and he spoke, and he said, "This is my beloved Son, hear him."
这个呢，就是说呢，我们大家都记得，当主耶稣基督在受水的洗礼的时候，当时神把天堂打开了，然后说呢，这是我的爱子，你们要听他的。
That is a very powerful testimony. If God speaks from heaven, you and I better listen.
这是一个非常有力的一个证词。如果神从天堂里跟我们说话，我们最好要听。Verse
7 says, "For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement."
这里呢，第七节说呢，并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。就是说呢，因为有在天上做见证的有三，就是父、道、圣灵这三个呢，乃是合一的。Verse
9, we accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God which he has given about his Son.
第九节说，我们既领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了，因神的见证是因为他儿子做的。And
so God spoke, and he spoke in many ways regarding the Lord Jesus. He spoke through the miracles. He spoke through the witness of the Lord Jesus. But he opened heaven himself and spoke on occasions regarding the Lord Jesus, and we keep listening. We say the testimony of God is true.
因为神呢，为主耶稣基督做见证。他呢，不仅是说主耶稣神说话呢，他通过神那个主耶稣基督所行的神迹来讲话，也通过主耶稣基督他的门徒来讲话，也神自己也直接从天堂来讲话，这样来呢做见证，说呢主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And verse 10 says, anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. And so way back in Romans chapter 8 and verse 16, we read that that the Spirit of God bears witness for with our spirit, the spirit of man. They agree, and we, I guess I'd better read it to you.
大家可以翻到罗马书的第八章第十六节, 他准备跟大家读一下, 罗马书第八章, 有圣经可以翻到那里。
It says, Romans 8, 16, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
那么说第八章第十六节说圣灵与我们的灵同证, 我们是神的儿女。
How do we know we're the children of God? Well, there's something inside. My spirit agrees with his spirit. His spirit agrees with my spirit. I know it's real.
因为我们怎么知道我们是神的儿女呢？就是有什么事情在内部发生，那个神的圣灵呢跟我的灵说话，那么神的灵呢跟我说话呢，我同意神的灵，然后我的灵跟神的灵说话，神的灵也同意我说的，所以这样呢我们都是一致的，这样呢就证明我们是神的儿女了。
And consequently, the Christian says, I know for many reasons I know there's a God, because of what the Bible says, because of prayer, because of the witness of others, many reasons why we say we believe God, not the least of which is the witness right down inside that says, I know the Spirit of God is in me. He's given me peace in my soul.
这里呢，我们通常呢，就是我们知道那里是一定是有一个神存在的。为什么呢？因为圣经告诉我们有一个神存在。我们也通过祷告了，知道神的存在。我们呢，也知道通过别人的见证呢，知道神的存在。然后同样呢，在我们内部。 我们里面的灵呢，知道神的灵呢是住在我们里面的。为什么知道呢？因为神的灵给了我平安。So
verse 10 goes on and says, anyone who does not believe God has made God out to be a liar because he's not believed the testimony God has given about his son.
第十节继续说呢，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神。
So, the issue is not, has God ever spoken? The issue is, did I believe what he said?
那问题呢，不是说神从来没有跟我们讲过话，是问题是我们信不信神讲过的话。
And so here's Adam and Eve in the garden, and... And God says, the day you eat that fruit, you'll die.
在这里呢，是在伊甸园里亚当夏娃，那个神跟他们说呢，你们在吃那个树上果子的日子，你们必死。
And so God says to Adam, did you eat the fruit? Adam says, yes.
神跟亚当说，亚当，你吃了那个水果，树上的果吗？ 亚当说吃了。
And so God says to him, well, excuse me, Adam, but... Didn't you believe me?
所以那个神就跟亚当说：“亚当啊，不好意思，你相信我吗？”
And Adam says, "Well." And God says, "Well, now tell me, Adam, do you really think I was lying?"
所以那亚当说：“哦，那个神就跟亚当说，亚当，你认为我说的话是谎言吗？”
And I think Adam probably said, "Mum, mum, 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 mum."
我认为呢，亚当呢，他可能会这么说：“忙忙忙忙忙。”
And then I think God said to him, "Adam, are you accusing me of being a liar?"
那然后神跟亚当说：“亚当，你控诉我是个说谎者吗？”
And Adam might have said, "Well, I wouldn't say that." And God says, "Well, of course, that's exactly what you are. You said I'm a liar."
亚当说呢，我从来没这么讲过。那么，神说亚当，你现在所做的事确实就是这样的，因为你先做的事说我就是个说谎的。
Now there's various things people will say, but I don't know the last time somebody looked you square in the eye and said, Harold, you're a liar.
那有很多事情呢是可以说的，我不记得最后一次有人像这样对你说过话，就像对我说一样说 Harold, 你就是个说谎的。
Well, most people don't say that to me. Matter of fact,I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say to me, Harold, you're a liar.
因为很多人没有对我说过这样的话，但是我不记得就是有人曾经跟我说过这样的话， Harold, 你是个说谎的。
But if you don't believe God, that's what you're saying, isn't it?
但是如果你不相信神的话，那就是你说我是个说谎的，对不对？
You're saying you're a liar, God.
你跟神说，神呐，你是个说谎的。
Now, this particular book, the Bible, it says that God is true.
这个呢，在特别的圣经里的这个特别的一部分呢，说神就是真理。
If you were God, and the Bible was not true, what would you do?
假设你是神。如果圣经呢不是真理，那么你会做什么？
Well, you'd get rid of it or something, wouldn't you? Saying all those terrible things about you. Bible says it's true and it's not true, and you would say, well, at least I can get rid of that.
因为你会把这些东西都丢弃，是不是？因为圣经说呢，神是真理。那如果神不是真理的话，你干嘛要这个圣经？
If God is a liar, why did he leave the Bible around so long?
所以呢，如果神是个说谎的，那么是为什么圣经可以存在这么久呢？
If God is a liar, what on earth is going on?
如果圣经说神是个说谎的，那么这个到底在地球上发生了什么？
Now, here's the problem. The people who don't believe in God will stand before him on judgment day, and he will say, am I a liar? You go ahead, you tell me. You prove to me that I'm a liar.
问题是呢，就是说这个不信神的人呢，最终呢，在审判日的时候会站在神面前，神就会问他说，我是说谎的吗？你现在你就告诉我是不是说谎。
All right, and people will say, well, I would never have said that. And God says, well, of course, go ahead, Roy.
Yeah, 然后那些人说，我从来没有说过这个话呀。
All right, God, if a person does not believe the testimony that God gave about Jesus, verse 10, he is saying,God, you are a liar.
第十节讲到的呢，就是说，如果这些不信神，不信神为他儿子所做的见证的这些人呢，他们就是在说神，你是说谎的。
Well, that's pretty bad. What's the opposite?
所以这个是非常糟糕的。那么反面是什么呢？
Verse 11 and verse 12 is the opposite. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
所以刚才所讲的另一面呢，就是在十一节和十二节里，十一节说这见证就是神已经给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面，人有了神的儿子就有了生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
So here's the question, is God a liar?
这里就是一个问题，神是说谎的吗？
Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you have the Son?
所以呢，你有没有接受主耶稣基督啊，作为你的个人救主呢？你有神的儿子吗
？Then you have eternal life. I remember the story Peter Brandon told it to us, probably pushing 40 years ago now or more, but I remember it clearly. He said he had a discussion with a lady on one occasion.
这里呢，我有一个故事，故事就是那个这个叫 Peter Brandon 的人给他讲过的，大概是40年前给他讲的，他甚至记得非常清楚。他说 Brian， 我问你个问题。
He was talking to her about the truth of John 5:24.
他呢正在跟他聊这个关于约翰福音5:24的真理。
And it says simply, he who has the Son has life. That's not what it says. Let me just read it to you. It says, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life.
所以呢，这里讲的是说，谁信我，并且信那个差我来的，他就有永生。
So he said to the lady, do you have eternal life?
然后他就跟那个女士说，你有永生吗？
She said, well, I hope so.
他说，我希望我有。
He said, do you believe on the Son of God? He who believes him, he who hears his word and believes on him who sent me. Did you hear his word? She said, yes. Did you believe on the one who sent Jesus? And the answer is yes. Then he said, do you have eternal life?
他就跟他讲说，你相信那个主耶稣基督是神的，是吗？他说是的。那么你相信主，他的儿子差主耶稣基督来的那个什么？他说我也相信。他说那这你就有永生了。She
said, I hope so.
他说我希望如此。
And he said, do you understand English?
他说你懂英语吗？
Do you believe on the one who sent the Lord Jesus? She said, yes.
你相信那位差主耶稣基督来的吗？ 他说，是，我相信。
Do you have eternal life?
你有永生吗？
She said, I hope so. What?
他说，我希望如此。什么？
Is God a liar? Or does he tell the truth?
那么神是说谎的呢？还是他只是讲真理的？
And if he tells the truth, then if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have eternal life.
如果神讲的是真理的话呢，那么如果我们相信主耶稣基督的话呢，我们就有永生。
It's simple. It's clear. It's profound. And it's true.
这个是呢非常简单，也是非常清楚的，它非常的深刻，而且是真理。
And if you don't believe it, it's because you say to God, I heard that, but you're a liar. You don't believe. You wouldn't do that.
如果你不相信这个，你就说呢啊，神你那么说，你是说谎的，你不会是真的那么说的，是吧？
I marvel how many people there are in life who don't know the difference between truth and falsehood.
因为我很惊奇的是呢，就是说呢，在人，在这么有多少人，他们分不清什么是真理，什么是那些谎言。
If it's false, it's not true.
如果这个呢是它是 假的呢，它就不是真的。
If it's true, it's not false.
如果它是真理呢，它就不会是假的。
And have it both ways.
你不可能既是真的又是假的。
How many lies are in Jesus?
你主耶稣基督讲了多少谎言呢？
God cannot lie.
神他是不能说谎的。
That's exciting. There's no possible way that God could lie.
这就是讲的，就是 不可能有一种方式让神说谎。
You didn't lie awake last night saying, I wonder, I'm worried, I don't know if the sun's going to come up tomorrow morning.
那你就可能躺在那里说我啊，可能觉得呢，主，神的儿子呢，他是不是，哦，不是，他说你可能在那里在奇怪太阳明天会不会升起。
Why would you doubt the God who causes the sun to come up every morning?
所以呢，你，如果那个，你不怀疑太阳每天早上会升起，你为什么要去怀疑神呢？
He's the one who said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. It's easy for God to not cause the sun to come up in the morning, but he cannot lie.
那个神说呢，天地都要废去，但是我的话就不能废去。那么神呢，就是说呢，他很容易让太阳每天升起，但是要让神说谎是不可能的。
You're going to be in heaven when you die?
你会去，当你死后你会去天堂吗？
You say yes.
也是。
How do you know?
怎么知道?
Because I believe.
因为我相信。
God has said about his son, and God cannot lie. I have eternal life.
是因为神给他的儿子做了见证，因为神不可能说谎，所以呢，我有永生。
John, why did you write all this?
所以约翰，你为什么写这么多呢？
And he's going to tell us a little bit more later, but he wrote it so that we would have confidence.
所以呢，他后面会写更多的，因为约翰这么写下来呢，是让我们有信心。
He wrote it so that we would rest in the guarantee.
所以呢，写出来呢，我们可以在他的保障里得到安息。
Josh is, at the automobile dealership right now, and he's probably had to leave us to get his car.
因为老陈现在呢是在那一个卖车的地方呢，卖车地方保养车，所以呢他可能要离开去拿他的车。
Why did he get his car fixed? Because there's a guarantee on that car. If you keep the maintenance up,We guarantee the car will be safe and sure and will function properly.
为什么要带他的车去做保养呢？因为这里有一个保障。保障呢，说如果你定期来做保养的话呢，我们就会保证你的车那个各项功能呢，能够正常的发挥。
Whose guarantee is better?The auto manufacturer or God himself?
谁的那个保障更好呢？是那些卖车的人呢？还是神自己的保障更靠谱呢？
All right, marvelous truth. Verse 13.
这是一个非常神奇的真理。第十三节。
He's telling them why he has written this book of 1 John.
这里呢，他就告诉我们为什么他要写这约翰要写这约翰一书。
I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
我觉得这些事情跟你们相信神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有了永生。
Okay.Some people don't know. Some people don't know because they don't believe.
有些人呢，他们不知道，他们不知道呢，是因为他们不信。
John says, I know, I was with him. John says, I'm going to tell you how you can know. And he keeps on telling them over and over different ways that they can know that they have eternal life.
约翰说呢，我知道是因为我跟曾经跟主耶稣基督在一起，我们这个写下呢也是要让你们知道，我一直不断的写，写出来呢就是要让你们知道你们有永生。
And I can tell you that I asked the Lord Jesus to be my Savior when I was a boy. I was 7 or maybe 8 years old. I'm not sure.
因为我可以告诉你，当我接受主耶稣基督为我的救主的时候呢，我大概7、8岁的样子。我到底到7岁、8岁，我不知道。
But I can tell you this: there has never been a day in my life since then when I have doubted whether I have eternal life.
但我可以很明确地告诉你们，自从那一天以后，没有一天我怀疑过我有永生。
I've doubted many other things. I've made lots of mistakes, and I've sinned as I went along. Terrible, Harold.
因为我其实我怀疑过很多事情，我也人生做了很多错事。我在想呢，如果是我自己一个单独的人的话，那我这事就是很难的。
But I've never doubted that I have eternal life.
但是我从来没有怀疑过我有永生。
In part because I kept reading the Bible.
因为主要是我一直在读圣经。
In part because I tried to do His will.
因为其实呢，我也是尝试着去做神的旨意。
And in part because every time I read a promise, I said, Yippee, thank you, Lord, and I rejoiced in all the Lord has done for me.
那也是有一方面呢，在我每次读到的神的那个应许的时候，是我就说 Yippee, 感谢神哥在我身上行的这么多神奇的事。
And verse 16 is also, 14 rather, is also part of that. This is the assurance we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
第十四节说呢，我们要照着他的旨意求什么，他就听我们的，这就是我们对他的确信。
Of the many proofs that God is real, of the many proofs that He loves us, is this simple proof: if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
因为我们有很多的证据证明神是真的，在这里呢，一个特别的，就是说证据呢，就是如果我们向神求什么，他会听我们的，他也会赐给我们。
And I will tell you again the story that I've told you many times before. But one day I was feeling very disappointed.
因为我要告诉大家呢一个那个故事，我跟大家讲过很多次。有一天呢，我感到的非常的灰心。
And I found my spirit just sad. I wasn't happy.I was feeling very bad, and I spoke to my mother.
然后呢，我的那个邻里呢就非常悲伤，然后我就非常的不高兴，所以呢，我就去跟我妈妈讲话。
And my mother said to me, Harold, cheer up.
所以妈妈跟我说呢 ，Harold， 你欢呼起来。
And then she said, remember this, God is not deaf.
她说你要记住这一点，那个神他不聋。
Did he hear me when I prayed?
当我祷告的时候，神听我吗？
Yes. Did he hear my mother when she prayed for me?
当他听到了我母亲，当我母亲为我祷告的时候
，Yes，
也是的。
Or is God deaf？
那么神是不是聋子了
？Okay， he get an infection in his ear last week。
所以呢，他的耳朵没有毛病，上个星期。
God， is not deaf. Yippee!
That's true. Have you belong to pee?
Verse 15. If we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him.
第十五节说,既然知道他听我们一切所求的, 就知道我们所求于他的, 无不得着。
Okay, you pray, and he answers.
然后你祷告, 神应允。
And I've told you many times, but it bears repeating, there are several answers he has for prayer.
我跟大家讲过很多次,我再给大家重复一遍,有神应允,你的祷告有几种方式。
One is, he says yes.
一个呢,他说好。
That's a good one, we kind of like that one.
因为我们说这个太好了,我们都喜欢这样。
Sometimes he says later.
有时候呢,神说呢,等会儿。
Oh, he says, I'd kind of like it right now.
因为你说呢,我现在等不及了。
He says, no, Harold, I'll give it to you later.
他说,不,Harold,你等等,我稍后给你。
Okay, and then the third one is, Harold, I've got something better for you. Then you would, if I gave you what you want, that would be good. But I'm going to give you something better than that.
第三个呢,神说,Harold,我会给你更好的。我可以给你现在你想要的,但是呢,我可以比你现在想要的给你的,比你想要的更好。Let
me remind you that no is not his favorite answer. Sometimes he will say no because we don't ask according to his will.
因为有时候呢,神会说不,但是不呢,并不是神喜欢给你的。但是呢,有时候神不得说不,为什么呢?因为神,我们所,有时候我们所祈求的并不是神的旨意。
If I were to say to him, Lord, I'm running short of money. Would you please help me rob that bank?
如果我跟神说是主啊,我现在很缺钱,请你帮帮我去抢银行吧。
What would you like him to say?
你认为神会怎么说呢?
You'd like him to say, no, Harold, I'm not going to help you rob the bank.
因为神就会说,不,Harold,我不会去帮你抢银行的。
We must ask according to his will.
我们所有的祈求都必须要遵照神的旨意。
Is there a fourth answer to prayer?
就有没有对你的答案的第四个答案呢?
And it is, yes, there is. There's a fourth one which goes like this. Oh, if you insist, I'll give you what you want. Even if it's bad.
那这第四个答案就是说呢,神就会说呢,你真的坚持要你想要的东西,我就给你,尽管这个事情对你不好。And
so always when we pray, we should say, Lord, if it is your will, please do this for me.
因为我们祷告的时候呢,经常会这样说, 我们说,主啊,这个如果是您的旨意,那么求您赐给我。
That's the way the Lord Jesus prayed, isn't it?
这是不是我们主耶稣基督他祷告的,是不是?
You remember, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
大家都记得主耶稣基督在克西马士尼园。
And he knew pretty well what was going to happen to him the next day.
所以主非常清楚地知道在第二天在他身上会发生什么。He
would be beaten, and that would be terrible.
他会挨打,这个是很可怕的。He
would be crucified, and that would be worse.
他会被钉十字架,这个会更糟糕。Then
he would have to bear the penalty of your sin and mine, and that would be far worse than either of those.
然后呢, 这个呢比前面两项远远要糟得多。
And so he prayed and he said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me.
然后主耶稣就祷告说，父啊，如果这是您的旨意，求您把这杯移去。
He prayed that the penalty, that the punishment would be less, but only if it were the will of the Father.
那个主耶稣的祷告说，这样的惩罚呢，要小一点，如果这仅仅呢是神的旨意的话。
And it wasn't God's will, so he said, nevertheless, thy will be done, and he went to the cross for me. Hallelujah.
然后呢，当然呢，这个不是神的旨意，然后主耶稣就祷告说呢，那么我祷告啊，您的旨意成全我，所以主耶稣基督上了十字架，为了我的罪。Hallelujah.
All right. So we sit back, we say, Lord, this is marvelous. John says, I'm writing to you so that you would keep on believing, keep on believing, keep on believing.
然后我们的大家坐下以后呢，我们就说主啊，这个太神奇了。然后约翰使徒约翰就说，我写给你们，就是让你们一直要保持相信，保持相信，保持相信。
Is it going to be easy?
这个很容易做到吗？
Not always, no.
并不是说很，通常都是很容易做到，并不是这样。
Is it going to be long?
这会花很长时间吗？
He says it's going to be short, but for us it just feels like it's long. But it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be short, but...By the grace of God, he will help us keep on believing.
因为神说呢，是其实是一会儿，一小会儿，但是有时候我们会感觉到这个很长，因为很长，我们就很难受，这时间很长。然后神说呢，其实这个时间是很短的，因为借着神的恩典，神会帮助我们度过这个很短的时间。
So how would you know?That you're a child of God.
那么你怎么知道你是神的儿女呢？
And there are many reasons that we've considered as we went through 1 John. Here's another one.
那有很多很多的那个真理，当我们读一遍那个约翰一书的时候，这里有一条。
You know because he's answered your prayers.
你知道是因为他应允你的祷告。
Sometimes somebody comes to me, says to me, Harold, would you pray for me?
有时候呢，有些人跑到我这里来说 ，Harold， 求你帮我祷告一下。
And I say yes, but why don't you pray for yourself?
我说会的，我会去祷告。那你为什么自己不会自己祷告
？And he sometimes says, well, because God answers your prayers.
因为他说那些原因是因为神他应允你的祷告。
And it's true, he does answer my prayers.
这个也是真的，神真的应允我的祷告。
So why didn't he answer my friend's prayers?
那为什么神就不会应允我朋友的祷告？
One of the reasons may very well be that my friend doesn't pray very much.
其中一个原因呢，是因为我的朋友呢，他自己并不经常祷告。
Maybe another reason is he doesn't believe that God answers his prayers.
另外一个原因呢，就是他可能根本就不相信神会应允他的祷告。
He can't look back and say, Lord, you answered my prayer on this occasion, this occasion, this occasion, on and on and on. He maybe can't do that.
所以呢，他可能根本不可能去回顾以前说，啊，在这个场景主，那你得到了啊，应允我的祷告，在这个场景应允我的祷告，在这个场景应允我的祷告，因为这个人呢，根本就没有这样的经历。
Why did the psalmist pray Psalm 116?
因为如果为什么这个诗人在诗篇116里祷告呢？
He said, Ah, when I prayed, you answered my prayers. Therefore, I'm going to keep on praying. I believe you because you answered my prayers.
就是呢，因为我祷告的时候呢，念头的祷告，所以呢，我就一直祷告，我也一直祷告，因为我相信神呢，是因为神应允了我的祷告。
Do you believe God?
你相信什么？
Then pray.
啊，祷告。
Do you not believe God? Well, I'm not sure you say.
如果你不相信神，那我不确定你会怎么做。
Then what should you do?
那你会怎么做呢？
Pray.
祷告。
The more you pray, the more he's going to answer your prayer, the more he's going to cause you to believe him, and the more you believe him, you're going to pray. Keep on going. It gets better and better and better and better.
你祷告越多呢，你神就能应允你祷告。你祷告越多，神就应允祷告。你越祷告呀，神应允祷告，你就越相信神。你相信神呢，你就越祷告。所以这件是一个循环，你就祷告神应允，然后你相信祷告。
So what all would you pray about?
那么你应该为什么祷告呢？
Well, frankly, you'd probably pray a lot about yourself.
你在坦率的时候，你可能在很大多数时候都是为自己祷告。
But it might be more important for you to pray about somebody else.
因为有时候呢，也可能就是说，更重要的是呢，你要为其他的人祷告。
Verse 16 says, "If anyone sees his brother commit a sin that does not lead to death, he should pray that God will give him life."
就是人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求神，必将生命赐给他。
Have you ever seen somebody commit a sin?
你有没有看见谁犯过罪呢？
What do? You pray to God for him?
那你怎么办呢？你就说你在神面前为他祷告。
I've been very disappointed recently.I've seen some friends commit sins.
因为最近呢，我非常失望，因为我看到我的朋友犯了罪。
And I have several groups that I pray for periodically, quite often, Lord willing. And one of those groups is my friends who sinned.
那其实我经常呢，定期呢，都会为不同的。组合的人祷告，其中一组人呢，我问他们祷告的呢，就是说呢，主啊，这些人犯了罪。
And I say to them, Lord, I must confess, I don't understand everything, but they sin. Would you please be merciful to them? Would you please grant them repentance? I don't want them to sin anymore. Would you please help them?
因为我就跟神祷告说，神啊。我不知道该怎么办，我也不知道为什么，但是你人犯的罪啊，求您呢就是怜悯他们，求您呢就是说让他们去忏悔，让他们悔改，然后呢您会去帮助他们。
Pray for them.
为他们祷告。
I told you this story probably about going down the street one day, seeing a man who was just like this.He was a brother, and he committed a sin, and so I said to him, well, listen, let's have coffee.
因为我跟大家讲过这样一个故事，有一天呢，我在街道上走的，我碰见一个人，这个人呢，他是个弟兄呢，然后他犯了罪，然后我说，我们一起去喝咖啡吧。
And we spent 4 or 5 minutes together, and I said to him, you know, I don't think you're living the kind of life you should live. I think there's something wrong.
然后呢，我们一起待了4-5分钟以后呢，我就跟他说呢，我不认为你是在过一个你该有的这样的去生活，所以呢，你做错了一些事情。
Oh, he said, Harold, I don't believe that anymore.
所以他跟我说 ，Harold， 我不再相信神。
I thought what?
说为什么？
And so I said to him, well, we're going to pray right now.
我就说呢，那现在我们一起祷告吧。
And I bowed my head and I started to pray with him and for him. He didn't pray with me, I prayed with him and for him.
然后呢，我开始低下我的头，为他祷告， 也是和他一起祷告，我为他祷告，我也我在祷告，但是他却没有跟我一起祷告。
And when I finished praying, this great big man who would have been the ideal man to have on the front line of a football team, big burly man, and he was just quietly weeping.
然后当我们的祷告结束以后呢，这个人呢，他是一个非常强壮的一个人。那个人强壮到一个什么程度呢？他要在那些美式足球里打比赛的时候呢，他绝对是站在最前面的那种冲锋的那种人，有强壮，如此强壮的那个人，当祷告结束以后，他开始哭了。
Okay, verse 16. If anyone sees his brother commit a sin that does not lead to death, he should pray, and God will give him life.
那第十六节说，人若看见他的弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命给了不至于犯了死罪的。
Who should pray?
谁应该祷告？
Well, the man who is a strong Christian should pray for the one who sins.
因为那些强壮的基督徒呢，应该去为那些犯了罪的基督徒祷告。
But it's also true that the one who sins should pray because God will give him life.
因为这个呢，那个犯了罪的呢，同样应该祷告，那是当然的，因为神会赐给他生命。
I suppose that's one of the reasons why there's so many problems out there, because people who maybe even used to profess salvation stopped praying.
所以我觉得是不奇怪，为什么这里呢？通常呢，我们有那么多的问题，因为有些人呢，他已经习惯了他得到了救恩，然后他就停止祷告。
You got a problem?Don't stop praying.
你有问题有麻烦吗？不要停止祷告。
Okay, maybe it's a big problem. Keep on praying.
如果你的问题很大，那么呢，你就要持之以恒的祷告。
Maybe the problem is that you actually were a sinner.And the mess you're in is because of your own sin. What would you do then?
如果你生活中引起的一些问题和麻烦呢，是因为你自己是犯了罪，因为是你自己所犯的罪导致了你现在的这个大麻烦，那么你应该怎么做呢？
Well, what would you do? You keep on praying. You say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Could you please help me?
那应该怎么做呢？你就不断的祷告，不断的祷告，你就说主啊，我是个罪人，求您帮助。
This is a marvelous verse. It says, if anyone sees his brother commit a sin that does not lead to death, he should pray, and God will give him life.
那这里呢讲到的呢，就是非常神奇的一节经文。人若看见他的弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求神，并将生命赐给那不至于犯了死罪的。
Verse 16 goes on and says, I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death.
第十六节经文说呢，有至于死的罪，我不说，当为这罪祈求。
He says, I'm not saying that he should pray about that.
你在说他有事要犯的死罪的，你就不应该为他祈求。
So the question is, all right, what is the sin that does not lead to death? What is the sin that does lead to death?
那么现在问题就来了，什么是不至于死的罪呢？什么是死的罪呢？
And frankly, I have trouble with that. I don't understand all that.
你坦率地说呢？我很难理解这个，我分不清哪是哪。
So what do I do?
那我怎么办呢？
I say, Lord, I'm going to pray for him anyway. If I'm wrong, that's all right. You look after that. But I, Waldo over there, I know there's a problem. I'm going to pray for him. God might say, Harold, it's hopeless. He sinned a sin unto death. I say, Lord, I don't know what that is. I'm going to pray for Waldo anyway. keep on praying. Keep on praying for those who sin.
所以我说我怎么做呢？我就说我祷告。我不管怎么说，我只有祷告。我跟主说，我就为那个人祷告，为某某某祷告。因为主，我说呢，主啊，如果我的祷告是错的呢，那您来处理这个问题。所以呢，不管怎么说，那个某某某某人呢，他祷告了，祷告了，我那个某某某某人是犯了罪，犯了罪呢，我就必须为他祷告，不管他犯的罪是至于死的和不至于死的，我就为他祷告，祷告，然后您来做决定。
Verse 17 says, all wrongdoing is sin. When you see somebody doing something wrong, then pray that God will give him life. You pray. You see somebody doing something wrong, start praying.
第十七节说，凡不义的事都是罪。所以有些人做的错事，做的不义的事呢，他就是犯了罪，你就要为他祷告。你要为他祷告，让神赐给他生命。
So I got many people on my prayer list. One of my prayer lists is simply, Lord, these are the people who are doing things that are not right. I'm going to pray for them.
我有一个很长的祷告名单，这个祷告名单上呢有很多的不同的类型，就是有一类的人呢，我问他们祷告，就是我就说呢，神呢、啊、这些人呢做了他不该做的事，他们做了不义的事，求您宽恕他们。
The verse 17 goes on and says, there is a sin that does not lead to death.
十七节说也有不至于死的罪。
There are a lot of sins that don't lead to death, but I'm going to keep praying. If there are sins that don't lead to death, I'm going to keep praying for the people who have committed sin and that doesn't lead to death. Lord, would you please save them and save them soon and deliver them, please?
那你有很多的罪呢，他是不至于死的。所以我看见人犯罪呢，我就跟他说呢，我就跟主祷告，我就说主啊，他这是犯的是不至于死的罪，求您呢饶恕他们，帮助他们。如果他们真是，求您再帮助他们，他们不至于因为犯的不至于死的罪，却犯了死的罪，让他不至于从这个罪变到那个罪。所以求主呢，您呢帮助他们，饶恕他们。
Verse 18, we know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin.
第十八节说呢，我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪。
John tells us that if we say we don't sin at all, we're lying. But he tells us that in chapter 1. But now he's saying that anyone who is born of God doesn't continue to sin.
因为实际上呢，约翰在约翰一书第一章里告诉我们的说呢，如果说我们没有罪，那么我们在神面前就是说谎的。所以，但是在第十八节的继续说呢，我们知道，凡是从神生的，不会继续犯罪。
You look into your heart, you say, "Oh Lord, I think that's sin." What do? You say, "Lord, please forgive me. I don't want to continue in sin."
现在如果你看看你自己的内心深处，你说主啊，那是罪，所以呢，求你饶恕我，饶恕我呢，所以我就不会继续再犯这个罪。
Okay, verse 18, we know that anyone born of God does not continue in sin. The one who was born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one does not touch him.
第十八节继续说呢，我们知道凡从神生的必不继续犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法碰他。
If somebody sins, repent right away. Make sure that the evil one doesn't have an advantage to get to you.
如果一个人呢，他呢就犯了罪，但是要确保他马上就悔改。如果他悔改了呢，这样就不会给那个恶者有机会来碰你。
The book of Romans tells us that sin is very, very powerful.
那个罗马书告诉我们的那个罪是非常非常有力量的。
Sin is like it's like a boss. Sin is like a king.
罪呢就像是个老板，就像是个王。
And if the king has the opportunity to settle in a particular community, in a particular country, in an individual, it takes greater and greater and greater control.
因为如果一个国王呢，他有那个权力呢，他就他有那个权力的话，他就设立这样的社区，这样的城市，设立所有的这样的时候呢，他就会越来越有权力来控制这整个的国家。
Paul in Romans says, sin shall not have dominion over you. Don't let sin win. Don't let sin in. If it's in, get rid of it right away.
就是保罗说呢，罪呢，它不应该主宰你，所以呢，不要让罪控制了你。如果罪进入了你的心呢，你赶紧把它除掉。
Verse 16, if there is sin, pray, and God will give us life.
因为第十六节说呢，如果那里有罪，你就祷告，祷告呢，神就会赐给我们生命。
And the evil one will not touch us, verse 18.
第十八节的时候呢，那恶者也就无法碰我们。
All right, now, here's the tragedy, verse 19. We know that we are the children of God and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
这里呢，就是个悲剧。第十九节说呢，我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。
That's pretty scary.
这个有点令人害怕。
We're the children of God, but we're walking in a community in the world that is controlled by the evil one, and somehow we've got to walk through that.
因为我们实际上呢，我们是神的儿女，但是呢，我们却在这个被被这个魔鬼控制的这个社会里，有时候呢，我们要在这个社会里经过。
That's kind of scary. You go out in the morning, and all around you is evil, and sometimes you say, I wonder whether I'm going to get back at night.
因为这个是有点可怕的，因为你早上起来，你出去，你走路的时候呢，就是说呢，你走出去的时候，你周围所有的都是那些恶者，都是魔鬼恶。然后呢，你就想呢，你说是啊，如果这样的话，我今天晚上回不回得来呢？
So, what do you do?
那你怎么办？
You keep on praying.
你一直祷告。
I remember hearing this story. I don't know the details, but I think there was a member of Britain's royal family once who was in Africa as a missionary.
因为我知道这么一个故事，我不知道具体的细节。我认为是英国王室的一个成员，他曾经去非洲做宣教士。
And I think that either he or his wife was going back to England from Africa, and they were at the head of a road, and they separated, and the missionary went back up the road. I think the wife was going to go back to England, but she said, I'm going to watch as my husband walks up the road.
那我认为当时呢，就是那个妻子呢，她要回英国呢，然后呢，他们自己一路在路上的时候呢，然后她妻子呢，就是在去回英国路上，然后她丈夫呢，继续是往他那个宣教士的路上走，然后那个妻子就说，我要看着他 在那个路上走。
He walked up the road, and then he had to turn, and he went down a side path. He went down the path, and all was well.
然后呢，他就一直在那条路上走下去，走下去呢，有个岔路，一个岔路呢，他必须拐弯，所以他就拐弯进入那条路，一切到目前为止都没事。
And as she was watching, a lion came down the road from the other direction.
然后他太太呢，就看见了一个狮子从那个路的另一面冲过来。
And she watched the lion go down the road, and then the lion turned and followed her husband down the path.
然后呢，他看见那个狮子来了，然后他看见那个狮子呢，就跟着他丈夫走的那条小路上跟上去了。
What do you think she did?
你认为他会怎么做呢？
She prayed.
那就祷告。
Yeah.She prayed.
直接祷告，对。
We are in a very difficult world. Let's take a look again. It says, we know that we are the children of God and the whole world is under the control of the evil one. What do you do in a situation like that? You pray.
对，我们看看，这就是说我们知道我们是神的儿女，但全世界却躺在那恶者之中，那么我们应该怎么做呢？我们就祷告。
And you pray.
祷告。
And you keep on praying.
一直祷告。
You remember the story of Noah?
大家记得挪亚的故事吗？
God said, Noah, I want you to build an ark, please.
那神说，挪亚，你为什么不建造一座方舟？
Noah said, all right, I will.
那个挪亚说是好，我愿意建。
So he started building the ark, probably took him 100 years. He started building the ark, and as he was building the ark, people started to laugh at him.
那个挪亚就开始建造那个方舟，大概是建了100年。当他开始建那个方舟的时候呢，人们就开始嘲笑他。
I think they probably said, Noah, you're crazy.
我认为他们可能就是说挪亚你疯了吗
I think probably sometimes in the middle of the night some people would come around and destroy part of the work that he was doing
我认为呢有时候呢就是半夜的时候呢他周围的人呢有可能跑到他建造方舟的地方把他的方舟搞做一些破坏
They probably stole some of his lumber and some of his other supplies and it wasn't easy
因为我认为呢，他们可能有可能偷走那个他建造方舟的木材和另外一些建造方舟的材料。
And Noah preached and prayed.
因为对挪亚那是不容易，但挪亚却呢，他讲道，他祷告。
And after 100 years, how many converts did Noah have?
就是这个在100多年的这个传道。你认为有多少人信呢?
That was a question. After 100 years, how many converts did Noah have?
这个是他问大家的一个问题，就是说呢，在100年以后，挪亚有多少信了的人呢?
Okay, and you couldn't hear it, but Norma's got the right answer.
你们大家可能听不到，但是 Norma 的答案是对的。
Norma said 7.
Norma said 7.
He had a wife. He had 3 sons. He had 3 daughters, daughters-in-law. Was it worth it, Noah? 100 years and all you got was your family, all 7 of them. Was that worth it, Noah? Noah says, Amen, hallelujah. I live in a world...the whole world was under the control of the evil one, and I know that because the Lord destroyed them all. But he says, I got my 7 family. Hallelujah.
挪亚说呢，挪亚他自己有个妻子，然后他有3个儿子，有3个儿媳妇，所以这一共是7个人。那么你问挪亚说，你说你。传道传了100多年，这些7个人信的主，那个值得吗？ 挪亚说值得，当然值得 ，Amen， 哈利路亚。因为这整个世界都是邪恶的，邪恶的呢，神摧毁了他们所有的这整个世界，但是我的家人，我家里的七个人全都得救了。
All right, verse 20. We know also, a lot of things we know. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding.
因为第二十节说呢，我们也知道，因为我们知道很多的事情，我们也知道神的儿子已经到来到，且将智慧赐给我们。
Do you believe that?
你相信这个吗？
If you know God, if you walk with God, you know more than the university professors.
因为如果你信神，你与神同行，那么说呢，你知道的远远比大学的教授知道的多。
You know more than the politicians.
你比那些政客知道的更多。
Frankly, you know a whole lot more than a lot of religious teachers.
那坦率地说，你比那些宗教的那些教师懂得也更多。
I noticed the other day.The leader of the biggest church in Russia has come out with a new truth.
然后我注意到，就是在那个俄罗斯的一个最大的教会里的那些宗教领导人呢，说他们发现了一个新的真理。
He's a big man. There are many, many millions.Of Russians who look to him as their spiritual head.
因为他是一个大人物，那个甚至在俄罗斯有很多的，就是成千上万的人把他作为精神领袖。
This is what he said. He said, "You know, if you Russian soldiers go and fight in the war against Ukraine, and if you die.All of your sins will be forgiven.
他说呢，这跟俄罗斯的那些士兵说，如果你们这些士兵，你们为了俄罗斯而战，在乌克兰战死的话，那么你所有的罪都被赦免了。
You find that in the Bible?
圣经里有这么讲吗？
No. Where did he get it?
没有，他在哪里得来的？
From the evil one, the whole world lives under the control of the evil one. That's where he got it. Imagine a man who says, I am the spiritual representative of God and of Jesus, and I'm telling you a huge lie.
然后这个人呢，他其实呢，他从哪里得呢？他从那个邪恶的人那里得来，因为整个世界在邪恶的人的控制之下。他说呢，我是那个神和主耶稣基督在人间的代表，但是他却讲了一个大的谎言。
And somebody says, "Well, now, who are you?"
有人说，那么你是谁
？And you say, "Well, I'm just one of the children of God."I've got this understanding because you see, I believe the Bible. He's way up in the church. He doesn't believe the Bible. He's not one of the children of God, or he never would have said such a terrible thing.
因为其实呢，你人家问你说你是谁，你说我只是神的孩子其中之一。我相信圣经，我知道圣经里面的真理。但是这个人呢，他呢？我不知道他是不是神的，他可能从来就不是神的孩子，他也从来他不相信圣经。然后呢，他因为这样的人，他对那么多跟随他的人呢，讲了一个极大的谎言。
Has somebody ever said to you, you know, you're different?
所以有没有人跟你说过说你不一样
？Again, you don't hear all these comments that I hear, but. Norma said, they say to me, you're the enemy.
那也我不经常听到这样的人家对我的评价。但是 Norma 刚才说呢，有人说呢，你是敌人。
Of course we're the enemy. We're different. Why? We are the children of God. That's why they're in the control. The whole world is under the control of the evil one. And we're the children of God. Hallelujah.
What are
we going to do? We're going to keep on walking with God. We're going to keep on praying. We're going to keep on praying for those who don't walk with God.
我们要祷告，我们要为那些不与神同行的人祷告。
All right, verse 20 again. We know also that the Son of God has come and given us an understanding. Why? That we may know him who is true.
第20节就说我们也知道神的儿子已经来了，并将智慧赐给我们，使为什么呢？ 赐给我们智慧，使我们认识那位真实的。
We keep on going, and we keep on growing, and what happens? We keep on knowing about God. I hope you know more about the Lord this year than you did last year.
因为我们继续前行，我们继续成长，然后怎么会让我们的知识就 更加多，我知道你们，我认识你们，你们现在的知识呢、认识呢，比你几年前要好的多得多。
All right. Why did he give us this understanding in the midst of the world that's under the control of the evil one, that we might know him more and more and more?
为什么神要赐给我们智慧呢？ 因为呢，我们生活在这个邪恶的世界的环绕之中，然后神呢赐给我们智慧呢，这样我们就更多更多的去认识神。What
is eternal life all about?
所以永生是包含着什么呢？
John chapter 17 verse 3 says, this is eternal life, that we might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Marvelous. That's what heaven's all about, getting to know God.
因为这个怎么说呢？永生是什么呢？永生实际上在约翰福音17章3节说的，这就是永生，就是说这样呢，我们可以认识神，主耶稣基督是唯一的真神。
Is God big?
神很伟大吗？
How big?
有多大？
Well, he's so big that he built a universe, and we can't begin to imagine how big it is.
因为他其实大到一个如此的程度呢，他建立了宇宙。我们现在到目前为止，我们甚至都不知道宇宙有多大。Who's
bigger? He who built it, or the universe he's built?
因为谁更大呢？ 是建造宇宙的神呢，还是宇宙自己更大了？
Who's wonderful?
God?
How wonderful is God?
那么谁是奇妙的呢？谁是奇妙的？那谁有多奇妙呢？
He's so wonderful that after we've been in heaven for 100 million billion years, we'll be learning something new about him every day and saying, wow, what a wonderful God.
这是多么的奇妙，它奇妙到如此一个程度。当我们去到天堂的时候呢，我们会花亿万亿万的年的每天都去认识神，都是新的。我们说啊，这个神太奇妙了。Why
is eternal life going to be wonderful? Because we're going to keep on learning more and more about God, and we're going to say, wow, this is marvelous.
为什么永生是那么奇妙的？因为我们会一直一直去学习神是什么样的，我们一直得到这样的知识，我们说哦，这个太神奇了。Verse
20 goes on and says, and we are in him who is true, even in his son Jesus Christ. He, Jesus Christ, is the true God, and he is eternal life.
第二节继续说呢， 就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，主耶稣基督是真神，也是永生，主耶稣基督是永生。
That's marvelous. Don't ever depart from it. It's absolutely wonderful. Jesus Christ is the true God, and he is eternal life. You got Jesus, you got eternal life. He's the true God. Hallelujah.
这是太奇妙了，所以呢，你永远不要离弃这个，因为主耶稣基督他是真神，他是永生。如果你有了主耶稣基督，你就有了永生。所以呢，这是哈利路亚。
And it ends with these lovely words, dear children, keep yourselves from idols.
因为这里呢，结束的就说呢，小子们了，你们要自守，掩蔽偶像。
Well, against a backdrop like that, you'd have to have rocks in your head to follow idols, wouldn't you?
所以呢，我认为这个是这样的，如果你看见一个偶像，你应该手里拿一块石头。
Or rocks in your heart.
或者说在你内心你有这样的一个。
Sin will give you a hard heart.
所以呢，会让你的心变硬。
David said, create in me a clean heart, O God.
所以呢，大卫王说呢，给我一颗清洁的心，神。
Job said, he's softening my heart.
约伯说呢，他让我的身心变得柔软。
That's what God offers us. Hallelujah.
这就是神提供给我们的。Hallelujah.
All right. Well, that's chapter 5 of 1 John. Next week, we'll try to understand 2 John. John says, I'm not quite finished yet. I got a little more I want to tell you.
今天我们结束的呢就是约翰一书，那么下个星期呢我们就会学习 约翰二书，那个是约翰说呢，我到这里还没写完呢，我还有很多东西要写给你们，所以写了第二封书信。
And last week Linda had a question for us regarding Harry and Meghan.And I didn't give as clear an answer as I should have, Linda. Let me just remind you of the Ten Commandments.
然后呢，上个星期呢，Linda 她来问了我们一个问题，关于那个哈里和梅根的这样一个问题。但是呢，我上个星期没有给你完整的答案。现在呢，我要给你一个完整答案，那我告诉你实践。
And the Ten Commandments among them says, thou shalt not commit adultery.
因为那个十诫呢说呢，你不能犯淫乱罪。
And the problem with Harry was that he married a woman who was an adulteress because she was happy to leave her husband and go ultimately to Harry. That's adultery. God says no.
所以呢，实际上呢，这个梅根呢，她是一个淫妇，因为呢，她首先呢，她离开了她的丈夫，离开丈夫呢，最后呢，跟哈里在一起，哈里在一起呢，这就是犯了淫乱罪。那神说呢，你不能犯奸淫罪。
God says those who do that, they're worthy of death, both the woman and the man. God says you can't do that.
其实说呢，如果男人和女人做了那样的事呢，那么就要将他们处死。所以神说呢，你不能那么做。
Now there is forgiveness for those who've done that, and that's why many people become Christians. They say, Lord, I'm just a sinner like that. I need you to forgive me, and the Lord will. Harry could be forgiven. Meghan could be forgiven. We haven't read that they are humble enough to say that yet.
实际上呢，这里呢有一个宽恕，宽恕呢，这就是为什么很多人成为基督徒。那么说呢，哈里和梅根呢， 他们都可以忏悔他们的罪，他们都可以跟主说，主啊，我是个罪人，求你饶恕我。但是我们从来没有听到他们两个说过那样的话。
And First Corinthians is a chapter 11, I'm not sure, says, such were some of you, but you've been washed. And God is able to forgive, but you don't get forgiven by pretending that you're not a sinner. You only get forgiven by admitting that you're a sinner. And Harry hasn't done that. And Megan hasn't done that. And for that reason, they haven't been forgiven.
实际上呢，就是说呢，在哥林多前书十章和十一章，他不记得不是很清楚，就是讲的我们很多人从前也是那样的，但是呢，我们却认了罪，所以不要假装你不是个罪人，不要假装你不没有犯罪，因为如果你是个罪人，你要来到神面前，你要悔改，你要承认你是个罪人，你要请求神的宽恕，但是呢，哈里和梅根呢，他们从来没有这么做过。
All right, well.We've run out of time again today. Next week, we'll try 2 John. You can all read 2 John as your homework. It's probably one of the shortest books in the Bible. So you can read it in a couple of minutes and you'll say, how do you like that? I've read one of the whole books of the Bible. But it's a marvelous book. We'll learn about it next week.
实际上呢，这个就是说呢，下我们时间也到了。下个星期呢，我们会学习约翰二书。如果你有时间，你在家里呢，你可以把约翰二书读一遍，因为约翰二书很短。你就说呢，哎，这个约翰书这么短，怎么会在圣经里？其实在这圣经里有很多这样的书，约翰二书是一本很神奇的书，你们大家可以读一下。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the truths of the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经里的真理献上感恩。
And Lord, the fact is that John explains them in such broad yet simple language that sometimes we even find it hard to understand.
主啊，那个使徒约翰在约翰一书里把这些真理解释的这么的。简单就是这么简单的告诉我们，因为简单到一个如此的程度，有时候呢，我们会发现呢很难理解。
But the truth is marvelous, and that is that he who has the Son of God has life, and we thank you for allowing us to believe you so that we can have life.
所以呢，这个呢，其实真理呢是如此的简单，就是神有神的儿子，就有那永生。所以我们非常感恩，如果我们能够相信主呢，我们就有了永生。
Lord, may each of us say, Lord, I choose to believe you, and I pray that you will help me believe you more.
所以呢，愿我们在座的每个人呢，都说呢。主啊，我选择相信您，求您帮助我更多的去相信您。
Thanks again for your goodness. Thanks for your word. Thanks for being with us today.
感谢您的美善，感谢您的话，感谢您今天和我们在一起。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.